Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. We've been meditating on the fifth commandment, thou shalt not kill. And that brings us to the scourge of abortion that so many leaders and states are literally hell-bent on protecting and promoting. Now, throughout human history, every time one group of people has wanted to violate another group of people, they justify it by trying to find some way, however far-fetched, they can claim their victims are inferior to themselves, that their victims are not really human persons. Racism in the 19th century had these absurd attempts to show that the skulls of African Americans, and even the Irish, were somehow different, less evolved, less than the rest of the population. Nazis, of course, used all kinds of bogus, sophisticated-sounding arguments to convince people that the Aryan race was superior and the Jewish and Slavic race was inferior. But of course, there was no foundation to any of it. The Irish and the Africans and the Jews and the Polish people and all the other races were just human. And when you have humans, you have persons that you are morally bound to respect. Now, of course, the people who want to continue making war on the unborn keep trying to find some key moral difference between babies in the womb and everyone else. They're looking for something different about babies that will make it legitimate to slaughter them. But there is no such difference, because everyone knows those kids in the womb are living human persons with a complete and unique genetic identity. And that means they are persons who deserve our respect and our love and our protection. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Those who are pro-abortion will constantly pretend there's something different about the unborn. They keep trying to find some way to justify treating the child in the womb as less than a person, but it won't work. For instance, they'll say, you know, the fetus is just a blob of tissue. If you hear that, you should respond this way. Yeah, well, so are you. So is everyone. We're all made up of a large number of cells, but those cells are organized into a living thing, and that's certainly true of the fetus. If you are a blob of tissue organized as a human being, so is the unborn child. Or they'll say, but the baby can't survive on its own. It's a parasite. Listen, there aren't many of us who can survive on our own. Except for a few hardcore survivalists, most of us depend on other people for our water and nutrition and shelter. If someone says to you that the unborn fetus can't survive on its own, you should respond this way. Well, how long would you survive on your own without the help of others? Imagine the power went out in your city and the water department couldn't pump water and no trucks delivered food to your store. How long would you survive? 4 or 5 days? So leave the kids alone. Maybe they'll say, but the fetus isn't even conscious. So how can it be a person? Well, you're not conscious when you're asleep. Does that mean someone could kill you in your sleep and it'd be okay? No, it doesn't work. Kids in the womb are the same kind of thing as you are. They're just a little smaller. And we don't want to go around judging people's value by their size. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
It also won't work to justify abortion by saying that the circumstances surrounding the child's birth and conception aren't ideal. Maybe the pregnancy is the result of an outrage committed against a woman. That's terrible. But you can't kill one person to make up for the crime of another person. Or maybe the child is being born into a difficult situation. But we don't want to say that living in a difficult situation makes life not worth living. Otherwise, we'd have to say every hero doesn't live a meaningful life, since what makes someone a hero in the first place is that they have to deal with difficult situations. And actually, heroes are the paragon of living meaningful lives precisely because of the difficult situation. Maybe the pregnancy is going to be very medically complicated for the mother, but you can't kill an innocent person just to make things safer for someone else. The circumstances surrounding a pregnancy may not be ideal, but actually, life is very rarely ideal. And we don't run from life when it's difficult. We face it, and we try to be grateful for it as a gift from God. And if God gives life, then He gives the grace to deal with the circumstances. Otherwise, God is not God. Regardless of the circumstances, we can't bring about good by doing evil, especially the grave evil of murdering an innocent human person. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, one of the stupidest things to say to justify an abortion is, sometimes, it's just better not to bring a new life into the world. Listen, if there's a pregnancy, the new life is already in the world, because the mother and her womb and the baby inside her womb are in the world. A mother's womb isn't some portal to another dimension. The baby's already here. The question isn't, are you going to bring new life into the world? If you're pregnant, you already have. Now the question is, are you and the people around you going to celebrate this new life that has arrived already and that we'll get to meet soon. And for all of us, the first thing we hear when we find out a woman is pregnant, regardless of the circumstances, is congratulations. Why? Because new life, even in non-ideal circumstances, is always a gift from God to be celebrated. And a new human life is the only thing that will last for eternity. Once a new human person comes into existence, it will never, ever, ever cease to exist. Name one other thing you can do that will last forever. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The pro-abortion arguments are so hideously bad that most people won't even resort to them. Too often, when confronted, the supporters of abortion just become angry, and they'll say something like, "Listen, don't tell me what to do, it's my choice." But of course, any bank robber or serial killer or drug pusher could say the same thing. But the point is that usually argument isn't going to stop someone from supporting abortion because it's so obviously evil. They won't raise an argument because they know it's a losing battle. It's a losing argument. And that means we should give up? No. It means that we should pray. Because the only one, I believe, who is going to bring an end to abortion is the one who ended child sacrifice in the Americas 500 years ago, Our Lady of Guadalupe. the Aztec nation sacrificed 50,000 men, women, and children, one out of every five children, the same percentage of kids we abort. And there was no end in sight to that culture of death until Our Lady of Guadalupe brought an end to that cult of death. So what we're doing right now is probably, no, definitely, the most effective thing we can do to end abortion. That we need to be committed to being the instrument of Our Lady, taking the weapon of the rosary and praying for all the people we know and don't know who staunchly support abortion for their conversion. Because Our Lady is intimately bound to the Holy Spirit, and the role of the Holy Spirit is to convince us concerning sin and bring about conversion to the Lord of life. So let's be committed to never miss praying a rosary and to offer everyone for the end of this scourge of abortion. Our Lady of Guadalupe, pray for us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, as a young person, can you help me to understand why so many women and men are so deeply committed to supporting abortion?
I have a lot of thoughts on this.
Well, I mean, I was amazed It didn't surprise me because of our culture, but I was still amazed last year when here in Kansas, with very committed Christian people in the middle of the country, we got killed in the vote to limit abortion.
Yeah.
It was 60-40 or worse. And sadly, a lot of people who consider themselves Catholic and Christian voted to support abortion.
Yeah, it's something that it's not just the abortion issue. It is something that is just all-consuming in our culture. And I think from my conversations with people my age, especially when it comes to young women from the ages of, honestly, like 15 to 30, is, if you've ever read C.S. Lewis's The Problem of Pain, I think that is the core of it.
Explain.
So there's two sides to it. From just the people I know, two reasons to not have a child. Because it's not about whether or not it is a child, but it's whether or not they want it and whether or not they should. But usually I hear two things. It's either it's too painful for me, it's too hard for my life, it would ruin my life, everything would be too difficult for me. Pregnancy is incredibly difficult. The medical bills, the money, the whole life. I mean, parenthood is sacrificed. Love is sacrificed, but they want themselves and it's painful. Their objective in life is to not be in pain. So why would they do that? It completely destroys what their objective in life is. If happiness to them is to not be in pain, which if you really want to get into that, you're saying essentially happiness would be to sleep forever. If you really don't ever want to face pain, pain is part of life. And it's not the worst thing to face in the world. But the other thing is, and this is something I've actually heard a lot more women talk about, is why that point, why would I bring a child into this world? This world is so dark. I hate it. I've even talked with many women if it's like, I knew a few people, they had like a medical issues and they would say, I would never ever have a child because they would have this illness, they would have this chronic illness or something. And I've been reflecting on that so deeply because as someone who was born with a chronic illness, it's a terrifying thing because you have to just live your life like you don't know what could happen. Not to be very dark about it, but it's like if I really think about it, I always know that there's that chance I end up crippled or mute or just early end all of it.
Yeah, because our audience doesn't know that you have juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. Yeah. So from the time you were 3, you could barely open your jaw, couldn't move your neck, and you couldn't walk.
Yeah.
Now you're...
I'm so miraculously healthy right now. I got very, very, very lucky. But it's one of those things that it's not curable. So you're just living with it. And it's like the sword of Damocles hanging above your head. And I know so many people who would have taken that out and said, why would you have kids then if you know that you're genetically you're more likely to have that? But to say that you shouldn't have a kid because they could go through the same struggles, or that even if you don't have an illness, but you know that they could, or you are pregnant and you know that there will be complications, are you really thinking about the argument that you're saying that life wasn't worth it? Because as tough as my childhood was with all of that, it was still worth a lot. It was still a good life too. And I've talked with people. I remember actually having a conversation with a girl who had just lost a close friend of hers. And she said, I wish I was aborted. And I said, wow. No, you don't.
Wow.
You feel so much and you feel pain, but you don't actually believe that because you're discrediting your entire life.
Yeah.
All the love you've had for anyone else, all the love that anyone has had for you and anything you've ever done. But it all comes back down to this problem of pain. Because people genuinely think that the human life is worth less than pain, that pain is greater than human life, that it is better to avoid pain. and they want all outs and all avoidance of pain. But the human beings are so much greater than pain. And the beauty of saints is that we have all these examples of that.
Yeah.
That we think of greatness and we think of people who suffered.
Yeah.
But it's heroic and we don't have that now.
You are so right. As you're speaking, I'm thinking of two things. One, I get literally texts and emails every day at how amazing you are.
Mm.
And I would say that's in part attributed to your suffering.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh, it changed me so completely.
And I've also been, I'm thinking just now of the person who composed the Salve Regina, the Hail Holy Queen. Saint Herman the Lame.
Yeah.
He was crippled. He had a cleft palate. I think he was blind. But at the same time, he was a monk, a mystic, a great scientist.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote hymns. He was like one of the fathers of science,
mm-hmm.
this Benedictine monk. And probably because of his handicaps.
Yeah. Yeah. Because of the things he had to carry, he was so much stronger. But other people would say that pain would not be worth it. People who don't truly value human life. And that was one of my favorite, I don't know if I've told it on the podcast, but one of my favorite discoveries I made because of my illness. And I was really worried because arthritis can be progressive. And right now it's only in certain joints, but it could be in my fingers. I don't know what could happen in the future. And I didn't want to lose the ability to draw and play guitar. And those things really, really matter to me. And I found out one of my favorite painters, Pierre-Auguste Renoir, it's French, you know how it goes. I'll say Renoir though. He had rheumatoid arthritis in his fingers throughout his entire life while he's painting. And it's alleged, but they said he would literally tape or tie paintbrushes to his hands,
wow.
as crippled as they were, so that he could paint. And when interviewed about it, they asked, if it hurts so much, why do you paint? And he says, because the pain passes, but
wow.
the beauty remains.
Wow. That is a quote.
Right?
And you can say that about all of life.
Mm-hmm.
The pain of this life passes,
yeah.
but eternity lasts forever.
But that's what people don't have. This all comes back to...
So they don't have hope.
They don't have hope. There's no value in this life. Pain is terrifying, and that's real, and we need to empathize with that. Because it doesn't help to yell at these people, because they're just hurting and they're afraid. If I was talking with someone who just found out that they had a chronic illness like this, and interestingly enough, I remember going down some rabbit holes on Reddit in people talking about just discovering for the first time that they had arthritis at a young age and all the terror and the fear. And I couldn't imagine going to that person being like, oh, how miserable of you to be so afraid of this. It's reasonable to be afraid.
Yeah, of course it is.
It's, you're not going to change it. The only thing you can change is it's not going to actually ruin your life. That's the difference. It's, you have to change your life. You have to be better. You have to be greater than it. It has to push you farther. But people don't want that. They don't want to lose the things that are less.
They don't want to lose the things that are less.
Yeah. Whether that means becoming a parent, or that child has to be so much stronger, or that you have to be stronger for that child. All of it, it's about being heroic. We don't know what heroic means anymore.
I'm amazed that you just used that line, because courage, fortitude, heroism means being willing to sacrifice what is lesser for the sake of what is greater.
Yeah. But if you think your life is nothing,
then
it's not even that they don't think a fetus is a child or a person. They don't understand their own personhood, and they don't understand the greatness of it or the loss of it.
Yeah. So what we have at the root of the support of abortion is that we don't know our own worth.
Mm-hmm. So it's important to empathize with all of it. I feel like I've seen, I remember I've spent most of my life in Lawrence, Kansas, and that's obviously a very, how would you say it, a blue territory. But I remember walking down Mass Street, and it's like 10 or 11, and just hearing people screaming, just screaming at each other, like fighting. And it was two people arguing on a street corner, someone with a sign, and then someone else yelling at them, this young woman. And she was on the side. She was pro-life, and she was the one who was screaming, just tearing this man apart. Just she had turned animalistic, and it made me very sad because I almost wanted, I wish I had walked by and said, hey, I agree with you, but you are doing the wrong thing here. Yes. Because once you start screaming, people stop listening.
Yeah.
You raise your voice, and you don't really get louder. You're not really heard. But you have to empathize with these people and keep your head, because I feel like I see so many people missing the mark and missing the point that these people are hurting and they're terrified. That's why they choose this. But if you want to lead someone to heroism, you don't go to that person with a chronic illness and say, get over it. You say, this is incredibly difficult. Your life is still worth it. It's still, like, I think of those, the sisters in New York, we went to a mass and they spoke.
The Sisters of Life.
The Sisters of Life that walk with mothers through it. Because if you're pro-life, it's not to just say,
I'm against abortion.
You're for mothers.
Right.
And you're acknowledging that it's difficult. I think so many people that are pro-abortion they're so afraid and they're so... And they think that people who are pro-life are apathetic to the struggles of families and mothers and these young women. And it's why we need to radically defend them in a way that people who are pro-abortion aren't enough. Really walking with them through that and yeah. showing them the empathy to bring them back to the real root of this. Their life is worth something.
But you've hit the taproot that no one is talking about. And that is, at the root of abortion is the fear of pain. And at the root of that is a loss of hope. It's yeah. despair.
It's despair.
And you're not going to help somebody out of despair by attacking them. So we have to start looking at people and saying and realizing the real problem is that they're in despair. How can I help them have yeah. hope?
Yeah.
We have to help people have hope.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't even think people really know what that means.
Yeah.
I think we need to do, we've done it before many times, but I think we need to drop in here a meditation on hope.
Mm. I agree with that.
Well, I did not expect the conversation to go this direction.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a very important conversation. And I, again, as a young person, I have to think about it a lot. I know so many people that would completely disagree with everything I've said, but we keep praying for them and we keep trying to prove to them that the pain is worth it.
The pain is worth it. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.